Individuality and morality.
Well, I'm in. Okay, I'm taking organic chem and bio too, so I don't even. I mean, maybe. I think I'm taking religion. I haven't signed up yet, so maybe that.
Film and society.
Well, assuming there's a spot, the philosophy seminar on addiction.
I'm not sure. I have it written down somewhere, but I don't remember. So I'll hopefully get my class clip for my majors. That would be good.
For spring, and I don't have any degrees left to work on, but if I could retake a class just for the sheer joy of it, it'd be vertebrate zoology.
Aren't there like graduate certificates though? Or postgrad certificates?
Well, given that I already have my PhD,
oh,
yeah. I really do.
You can always have more.
With that, we have a forum, so we'll move on to the first order of business.
Yeah, just might as well get
covered here. Do we have changes to the minutes? Later on in new business, when Senator Sobey brought up committee
Does that require a center?
It requires a center.
You have the floor?
Yeah.
Speaker three.
I would like to amend, that's right, the supervision. Just everything that Sheriff said, so changing RIB to IRB and saying that we must have the survey formally approved by the institutional review board, and then changing what Sheriff Singh said, instead of survey, so tripled, and change can to can, and building versus here for.
Do we have any objections to those changes? Any objections? Any objections? Seeing none, except those are changed as asked. Do we have any other amendments to the minutes? Minutes, seeing none. Move on to community comment. Does anybody from the community have a comment? Community comment, seeing none. We'll move on to our next order of business, which is finance. And we have two budgets tonight. First is Davis Free Physical Occupational Therapy. And so I'll turn it over to our
So the first budget here, PCN OT came in for a request for a speaker. What it sounded like, they wanted to advertise this for the whole campus to come to. It sounded like a great speaker for all pre-health majors. You want to talk a little bit about the club, I guess?
Yeah. So the pre-physical therapy and occupational therapy club is open to anyone on campus. The majority of people in it are doing physical therapy or occupational therapy, like graduate school. So with that, though, we do a lot of grad school visits, such as Mayo, University of Minnesota, St. Kate's, and a couple others throughout the year. And then, which is pretty important, just because with the networking and then just establishing good connections with those schools for Gussies that want to apply there. Then we also do some volunteering. This is our, I think, second or third year that we've done like hippotherapy, and what that is, it's like working with horses and like younger kids, so that's pretty cool volunteer that we've done as a club. And then additionally this year, we're going to go to Mankato where there's Limb Lab and they make prosthetics, so that'll be another cool kind of volunteer thing that we'll be doing there. And so yeah, with that, we just, our goal for the program is just to help any student on campus that's interested in physical therapy, occupational grad school, as well as anyone that wants to volunteer or get to see cool opportunities like hippotherapy and stuff like that. So, and then we try to bring in a speaker or two every year also. So then this year's speaker, like you mentioned, she has muscular dystrophy, and so it's kind of a rare condition, so it'd be pretty interesting, like he said, for anyone that's remotely interested in like any health profession. So we're targeting it at like nursing, athletic training, pre-PT students, pre-OT students, but really anyone on campus is welcome. And we're looking into getting it put on like the list that goes out of the daily events. So.
Awesome. So yeah, the finance committee voted unanimously to recommend the full amount here.
Have any questions for the group specifically? Any questions? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor for discussion. Do we have any discussion? Senator Dix?
I think this is a great use of our money. This helps educate students on campus, can apply to many different groups on campus, and hopefully should be a really nice speaker.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to a vote. The budget as recommended by Finance Committee, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Budget passes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm gonna take you guys.
Yeah, so our next budget is Hell Crew. Brady is unable to make it at this time. So,
he's not gonna be here at all tonight.
Probably
won't
be
in a
few minutes, but
we are able to move around the agenda. If somebody would like to make a motion to move finance back behind committee updates. We will need a two-thirds vote on this, but I'll open up the floor for discussion first. If there's any discussion, yeah, Senator Handicap, here, the floor is yours.
Oh, yeah. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't just let the person come in and talk about it. So I don't see a difference between now or later. So I yield.
Clearly, we have this marked as like a part of our agenda. We should move through it as planned. It's a one-item budget, and we should just get it done with. I mean, they're asking for a flag. How difficult can that discussion be? They yield.
Any further discussion? Discussion seeing none. We'll move to a vote on moving the Hill Crew back until after committee updates are completed. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? So we'll move forward to committee updates, and we'll start with our technology director.
Okay, so I talked to GTS, and so over the summer they doubled the number of like access points for Wi-Fi all over campus, so they are like actively working to make it better. And I talked to them about the library, and they are going to relocate one of the points, because they have like heat maps of how good the Wi-Fi is in different places. So they're going to relocate one and add another one in the library, and they're going to have that done by early December, so it'll be ready for reading days and finals and all that. And Arborview, I know, Sergio, you had talked to Derek about this, and they want to add additional 4 access points to Arborview, but they want more feedback on that. They're expecting to do that over the summer, but if they can schedule a time between all the residents and physical plant, then they can do that sooner. So I don't know if you want to talk to your constituents about that. And then some further Wi-Fi updates. The 7th Street houses are all with MediaCom, and there haven't been too many complaints about that this year, so they aren't doing anything unless there's specifically something brought forward. There's 2 open tickets in Euler to add additional access points, and they're trying to schedule a time to install those. And then there are several locations in the Fine Arts and Art Building that need better coverage, and they're working on the cabling to be able to install those. So that's kind of where Wi-Fi is at on campus.
Do we have any questions for our technology director? Any questions? Questions? Any questions? And then we'll move on to our student academic affairs.
So for student and academic affairs, we have a clarification on the fair trade certification / recognition idea. And that is that it will go public hopefully sometime in December, and that the resolution that we confirmed will be moving on to the president's cabinet to be looked over as well. So far in committee, we've also discussed curriculum ideas for Senator Handicamp to take to the curriculum oriented group. We've also been in contact with Troy Bansky about mirrors in the weight room and potential trainer access for non-varsity athletes, as well as having a discussion with Chair Johnson about that kind of access and what access is like right now. We're also looking into potentially offering car rental for students through Zipcar, and that's something that Mankato did, and we've been in contact with Mankato's Senate about that. And then we have an update for Professor T.J. Morrison's memorial, and that is that the chair of the math department, Vincent, confirmed that on third floor Oldham, there will be a
announced or do it soon, like this week?
I think this week the resolution could be released just because we did pass it. So it seems to make more sense to me to do that earlier since we, I mean, it's already a week old or whatever. And I think that can then be, maybe another email can be sent out when it's official. I'm not sure when will it be, so that makes sense.
Any further questions? Questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to our ethics committee.
All right, so currently for ethics, we're working on language for the constitutional amendment that was sent to us. And looking at typically, based in our constitution and bylaws, who would take over in the case of vacancy rather than absence. And with that, we're drafting up some language that we're hoping that we can get brought to the floor. It would be a constitutional amendment, so it would, the process would be take a couple weeks and everything. So it might have to occur closer to the spring semester or in spring semester once language is completely finished, just to make sure that we stick with the timeline that's currently presented in our constitution. And then the other thing that ethics has started to try to look into is making our governing documents gender inclusive. So.
Questions for ethics chair? Questions for ethics chair? Questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to our next item. We understand openness or not technically a committee, but coming out of cabinet, we just had a couple updates. So, over the minute, take it over.
Yes. So, obviously, recently our meetings have been very long and our committees have been very full. Neither of those are necessarily a bad thing. I think all in all, it reflects that we're being very productive, getting a lot done, and doing a lot of valuable service for the student body. But that did prompt us to reflect more thoughtfully on how we can make sure that these meetings and then outside work, as well as cabinet, all balance their work in a way that's both transparent, ethical, but efficient, too, so we can respect all of our time. So Bobby and I discussed a lot of this, and particularly around how we charge items to committees, and have a few recommendations based off of that for your considerations. This isn't coming from ethics, just coming from our recommendation as the chairs of the body that we did run this through ethics, just to make sure that there aren't any huge red flags with it. So just to review, the chair description in the bylaws tend to be a little bit loose. They're not super narrow on like what each chair's responsibilities are, but each chair is tasked to so each chair shall, as reading right from the bylaws, solicit student opinion on issues within his or her jurisdiction, develop and maintain relationships with college offices, you know, skip a few that are more logistical, and then delegate ad hoc committee chairship to any student, and perform other duties which pertain to the position. So other duties is obviously a pretty nebulous area, but then I think the two that we can really hone in on are solicit student opinion and maintain relationships with college offices. So with that in mind, our recommendations and comments here are that committee chairs are the executives of these interest areas and that they have the ultimate say over how committee prioritizes what's been charged to committees by the Senate. So Senate approval will obviously always be sought for informative and argumentative statements that like in any way signify that this is coming from Senate. So they'll always be brought to the floor. And then also anything that needs any funding or resources beyond just public relations supplies. Committees can operate somewhat independently of Senate to recommend small changes to administrators. These sorts of recommendations would always be voted by the committee, so it would be a slight recommendation to Dining Services sign Health and Housing Committee or something like that. That's been done in the past. If we want to debate whether or not that's appropriate, we can bring that up perhaps in new business and chart that to ethics. But there is strong precedent there that committees can sign on as a committee and recommend changes and seek information without necessarily bringing that formal approval by the full Senate. Chairs should always present this work on the floor. Committee updates, I think, have proven to be a really productive endeavor. I think we just saw a lot of really great feedback on what committees have been up to recently in those committee updates. And hopefully you're really listening thoughtfully and mindfully and bringing up any issues with that under new business or unfinished businesses. And of course, you're all on committees to provide oversight. So, like, your responsibilities there are to make sure that the committees are acting the way it's represented. So it's not like, you know, you're not there to execute the chair's will. You're there to negotiate with the chair and wrestle with the chair to make sure that you're getting things done. You're sure with the student body, but you're doing way that, that does represent and have good feedback with the full Senate. On another note, senators can lead their own investigatory work. We've seen that recently. Last year, Senator Rasmussen investigated a lot of water bottle filling stations on campus. That was technically outside of any committee. You just talked physical plant and ended up getting done and bringing forward some budgets to the floor that were passed by the Senate. So if you have something you're passionate about, we encourage you to work with the committee, but you're also welcome to do things if you don't feel like your ideas are fitting into committee ideas. We've seen some great work on that around visitation hours. It's been taken up by committee, but Senator Dix, because it's something he's really passionate about and he sees it as a big, valuable service student body, he's leading that charge somewhat independently as well, so you're welcome to do that. So this gets to the point about, you know, how to keep meetings more efficient here. So we really feel strongly that committee charges, particularly investigatory charges, should be left a little bit more open to allow the committee's flexibility to bring back the best information, the best recommendations to the full Senate. So chairs are in meetings for a reason. They're listening to conversation, particularly when it's about their area of expertise. So they're going to hear those concerns and ideas, and they're going to work with that. So you don't need to worry about making sure that every single step of the chain of information seeking is laid out for the chair. And actually, that can end up being really detrimental and slow down the work as well as it just renders things a lot less efficient without necessarily adding any valuable oversight of any sort. I would give an example of that just this year. The Health and Housing Chair was asked to survey certain halls, the language about surveying, and certain halls about water bottle filling stations, and then went and received some information from physical plan about the timeline that they've been planning independently before we had time to, the chair had time to seek that information. But because that language of a survey to these halls, there's sort of this conundrum of, well, okay, can we reach out to other halls? How do we balance that? So we just encourage you to consider keeping charges, particularly investigatory ones, a bit more open. So in closing, keep charges coming. We're really proud of how our chair has been working. I think that they're getting a lot of, you know, they have really, you know, the good logistical skill and the college connections to get things done, but that's, you know, that's because the committee's really active this year too, so thanks for your work on there. And keep charge of things, committees, and working on it, but just know that, you know, your oversight piece is your membership on committees. And then when chairs present committee work to the Senate and resolutions or budget recommendations, really dig into it. You know, state what you aren't sure about, ask for clarification, say what's good about it. You know, if you see something that's, like, good, just, like, don't let that kind of slide. Like, make sure that your thoughts and insights on charges or items from committees are really investigated on the floor here as well. So that's about it. Sorry, that was a bit long-winded, but the main thing is just consider how to best give charges to committees so that they can work in a way that's not going to be too encumbered, I think, before.
I have one other note on a completely different topic, but in our cabinet meeting this past week, when we were running through the different recommendations or suggestions from students during our tabling hours, there was a number of them on the list that right after reading them, everybody in the room kind of thought, okay, that's something that Student Senate doesn't deal with. Okay, that's something that CAB would be best suited to deal with, or this group or that group. And so, as per our kind of agreement that everybody talked about and voted on, yes, you should be writing those down, giving us those ideas, but we hope or encourage you to have a conversation with those students that, hey, this is a great idea. We'll bring it to Student Senate, but I would recommend you go talk to so-and-so or this group or that organization. Just keep that in mind when you're tabling to make sure you have those conversations with students as they approach you. With that, that is all we have for updates. Do we have any questions on either of those topics? Any questions? Questions? Seeing none. That concludes our committee updates. And we will move on to the Hill Crew. And so we will have finance team present their budget for them.
That's not what we agreed to. We agreed to them after announcements.
Mm-hmm.
After
committee updates.
After committee updates.
Yeah.
Or at least that was the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Would like to move back.
Yeah. Yeah, so Brady's unable to make it tonight. I know he's very busy with hockey, especially starting. So I'll just kind of give a rundown of what I'm about to do here. All right, so again, kind of wanted to play. I'm sure you all know or are aware of the Hill Crew. They're a group on campus that was formed just this year. They focus a lot on keeping a good school spirit with sport events and things like that, and their community presence, volleyball game, and soccer game and stuff. So it's a great group that they started up here. Like any new group, they kind of need some assets to kind of get their club rolling. And Brady unite the Hill Crew and the UNLC together events to help more want to advertise their club. He came in asking for $168.70. He had only come in at that point. He only had given me one quote for like a flag. If the asset is above a certain price in our bylaws, you have to have three different quotes. So we approved this conditionally on the fact that he would get me two more quotes by the time the meeting happened today. And he did give me two more quotes, and he actually wants to go with a different website that actually got it for $78 or $76.98. So I think it would be in Sam's interest to amend line number 76.98. Honestly, I must have made that down for that because he was asking again, I guess. But yeah, so just wanted to keep our option. That's what I'd like to see with different organizations and save as much money as possible. I think Brady did a good job of finding a good price here. If he was here, he'd tell you all about the other stuff too. But I think it's pretty, it's not a whole lot of money for a pretty big part of their club here.
Questions for our finance director for the session? Questions? Seeing none, I'll open the floor for discussion. Senator Ingham?
Move to change line item 29E to $76.98, as recommended.
Yes, second. Second voice to Senator Sella.
It was on the general budget, not the amendment.
Sorry. I thought you were going to have a discussion. Senator Sella?
If it's on the amendment, then I yield.
Okay. We're in discussion on the amendment right now. Do we need discussion on all amendment? Discussion, seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Amending line item 29E to $75.98. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Abstentions. The amendment passes. Senator Ingham, you have the floor. Senator Ingham. Senator Sullivan.
I don't know. I can't, in good faith, support a measure where, you know, we just had another group come in with $200 for a speaker. That's money that could otherwise.
Out of order. That's.
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
I would
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Try
and.
Appeal the chair.
Okay. clear, voting yes would be saying I'm incorrect in my decision and you can continue to speak on what you said. Voting no would be saying he is out of order, not germane in this case. So all those in favor of the appeal of the chair, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Appeal fails. Please continue with the form.
I can't support this. I would like to amend allocated to zero.
Do we have a second? Seeing none. You still have the floor.
I yield.
Is there any more discussion on the budget? Senator Lamedy?
I would support this because the Hill Crew, I think, has done a really great job, especially with the last two games we had on Saturday. I was in the championship for soccer, and they brought a huge crowd to our game, and St. Thomas didn't have anybody, and we were in our way. And I thought they, like, really helped.
Germaine.
To,
doesn't refer to the budget.
I think you're talking about what the group does and why you think it's a good cause. You can continue.
And also...
Appeal the chair.
It will move to a vote. Some majority voting yes would be appealing the chair. She's not germane. Voting no would mean she is okay to continue speaking. All those in favor of appealing the chair, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
No abstentions? Appeal fails. Please continue. You get a floor.
And they also did really great with the volleyball game. I just think they're a good group that brings together Gustavus, and it's really cool to see, like, a lot of fans and a great community of the city.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Further discussion, seeing none, we'll move to the vote on the budget as allocated, or excuse me, as amended, which would be $78.98. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? The budget passes. That concludes our finance once again, so we will move on to unfinished business. And our first thing on unfinished business is a discussion that we had last week on Columbus Day as well as Indigenous Peoples Day, specifically on a printout that Diversity Committee is going to plan on using during the taping about to inform students on what they are being surveyed about. I would like everybody to keep in mind during this discussion what Co-President Panzer said during our committee updates and the fact that senators did work on this, and committee senators were the ones who came up with the verbiage in here. You're allowed to amend this as you wish, and then we will come to a vote on whether or not this, whatever we have, will be allowed to be used by the committee during the table. So I'll open up the floor for discussion. Any discussions, Senator
Lesh? I just wanted to say that I worked with the diversity chairperson on this, and it was a great process, really well done, and just overall really well run. I yield.
I spoke with the diversity chair and heard about all of the effort that went into it, and it sounds like just a good use of a committee in order to get a charge done, and I think that's what we're here for, and we're here to make sure that we're doing our best as a Senate to make sure that when people are voting for something, or if they're taking a survey, we want to have the best feedback that we can get, and I think that this is the proper channel to go through to get the feedback that we are, the kind of feedback that we are looking for.
Further discussion, seeing none, we'll move to a vote on whether or not the diversity committee will be allowed to use this verbiage on a printout at tabling. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The tabling paper passes. With that, do we have any more unfinished business? Business, seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Because we have nothing on the agenda for new business, I'll put the floor for any other new business. Senator
Minnesota?
I've been approached by a couple of my constituents who don't believe that Senate is doing everything to solicit student opinion when it comes to divest, as they believe that Senate is only looking at one half of the issue, as opposed to looking at a lot of students who are concerned about the rising cost of college and can't really fathom it becoming any more expensive because their stock options are limited. So I'd like to charge the SS Student Academic Affairs Committee with looking into what the economic outcomes would be should Gustavus commit itself to divesting.
Do we have a second on that charge? Second goes to Senator Mussella. We'll enter a discussion on whether or not to make the charge for student academic affairs to look into the economic outcomes of divesting Gustavus, correct?
Yep.
Senator, you still have the floor?
I yield.
Any further discussion? Senator Lim?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. Senator Sella, do you want to speak to this? I apologize.
All right. So that's a very good charge. I think we should definitely pass because it is not biased in any way for or against divestors, instead giving all the power to the student academic affairs chair to look at the economic impacts of such a motion and just get a better, more information for the student body to be able to act, or student senate to be able to act on that.
A couple years ago when I was actually working on the divest campaign, that's specifically what I did the research on, kind of why I stopped participating in it. So being on this committee, I will happily do that just as having a whole argument or more information is never a bad thing. I yield.
Senator Glatch?
Yeah, kind of echoing previous speakers, I think this is a really good charge because we're looking into something that the divest movement itself really doesn't address. And so we can get a better picture of what exactly would happen. I yield.
Senator Hinkamp?
Yeah, I won't beat the bus anymore. I yield.
Any further discussion on the charge? For the discussion, seeing none, moving on to a vote on whether or not to charge student academic affairs with looking into the economic outcomes of divesting Gustavus from fossil fuels. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The charge passes. So we still
have I have another one from another group of concerned constituents. As we all know, college prices are rising, and every year it becomes harder and harder for a lot of people to continue coming to Gustavus. So I'd like to charge finance, student academic affairs, and actually just those two with looking into the sort of the cost differences each year and seeing if we could come up with a plan for when you sign up as a student that you pay the tuition that you set out to pay for the next 4 years.
Just a quick question. Is that what currently happens?
So currently your tuition is set for the next year, sometime usually in the spring semester. There's been some discussion at senior leadership levels about trying to have that information just decided earlier so students would know. I think, Holden, are you talking about a guaranteed cost plan like we used to have back in the 80s?
I have no idea about that,
okay.
But no, just like it's at public universities, a lot of them are switching to a system where when you sign up for a class in 2019 or whatever, that the tuition price that's listed online is the tuition you're paying all 4 years.
So then to be able to make the decision even sooner,
yeah,
about what the tuition is going to be.
Yeah.
Do we have a second on the charge? Can we go to Senator Dix? So just to be clear, Senator Sova, you're charging Finance Committee, or Finance Chair?
Finance Committee. My apologies.
And Senator Michael McFerris to look into the cost differences each year for tuition and into the logistics of having a 4 year kind of freeze on tuition coming in.
Not necessarily a freeze, but a freeze pursuant to the class.
You have the floor?
I think I've made my point. I yield.
Yep. Any further discussion on the charge? Senator Dix?
I think this is particularly important to incoming students, in that it's pretty hard once you're a junior to change if you see costs really go up at your university, right? Because you can only transfer so many classes if that's really going to hamper you. So it's often a cut between a rock and a hard place as far as your decisions go. So if you can go into your first year decision, right, about where do I want to attend and say, if I attend here, I know I can pay it all 4 years. I am secure in making this place my home and my place of learning. I think that's a good reason to go to Gustavus. You know my time.
Yeah, just what previous speakers have said, I think they both bring up great points, and it's definitely worth looking into. Thank you.
Any further discussion on charge? Further discussion seeing none, we'll move on to a vote on whether or not to charge both Finance Committee and Student Academic Affairs to look into the cost differences of each year of tuition and look into the logistics of being a four-year tuition plan coming into a first year at Gustavus. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The charge passes. Do we have any further new business? Any further new business? Further new business? Seeing none, we move on to announcements. Chair Singh?
So, good job on this meeting. Important to me. I'm impressed. I wanted to thank my committee once again for the hard work on putting together the document that we looked at today. I have some DLC-related announcements. So as we have noticed, the DLC Los Muertos holiday just passed, and that was a great event. Our story is an event that was put on by PASO this past Saturday on post-traumatic slave syndrome. So those are really great events, and I encourage student senators to go and support the Richie Orgs in their or DLC Orgs in their events. Upcoming ones include Tacos Among New Year this Saturday. That's always super fun, really good food, great cultural experience. And then there's the International Festival that's put on by the International Cultures Club on November 21st at 5 p.m. And Carter and I will be dancing, so you have to come check that out. And then my last announcement is that I sent out a survey to all of you. There's four questions that DLC wants its student members, but the org student members to answer. So that would be you all from me being the representative on DLC. So please fill those out and you need to have them by Saturday.
Senator Nguyen?
Yeah, just real quick. I'm a peer assistant along with Alex Lewing, and we are currently swimming in carabiners for direct to distract and delegate. So if you'd like a free carabiner, please come pick one up. I'll put them in the back. yeah, like that. And you can have more than one if you'd like. Anyway, besides that, I guess November 20th, I believe. Yes, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that will be Twice for Tots. So I rock for Tots. Yes. Excuse me. So please consider going to that. It'll be a great event. So.
All right, I have a couple ones. The Gustavus Young Americans for Liberty is putting on a food drive, and I can't remember the days for that. I'm a great representative of my org. Secondly, Students for Rand is putting on, not Students for Rand, there's going to be a debate watching party tomorrow night somewhere in Beck. Let's see, weather's starting to get cold, be careful when you drink, take the Gus Bus, you don't want to lose appendages to frostbite, because that happens every so often, that's never fun for anyone, so just be safe.
Chair Swenson?
So take your professor to lunch is a go. So it just started today, so encourage your constituents to take part in that. Get tickets at the CAO desk. Table tents will be in tomorrow, so if you're sitting at the staff table, start a conversation about it.
Speaker Sweet.
Neighborhood shirts. So I don't know if any of you are part of that Facebook group, but my sorority of Theta Zeta Gamma sponsors the neighborhood shirts every year, and so they're a fundraiser for our sorority, and so if you want one, write on the page really, really fast because we're putting the order in, if you're interested. And then secondly, mark your calendars, November Alina show is next Friday, the 20th,
yeah.
Which is the same day as Rock for Tots. That's it.
I am so pleased to share with you that Kenneth Reed has accepted our offer to be the assistant director of the Diversity Center.
Oh.
Really excited, and he intends to start next week.
Wow, sweet.
So, and then the other one that I wanted to share with you is we anticipate
that we'll be doing phone interviews on the director of the Diversity Center position right before Thanksgiving, the 23rd and 24th. And we're anticipating that the week of December 7th will be the week that we'll have candidates on campus. I'll be sending an email out this week to students L, sharing information about the dates and times for the upcoming student sessions to interview candidates. And I just cannot ask you enough to consider participating in those interviews and encourage your residents to participate in those interviews. This is obviously a very important hire for us as we look for a new director of the D Center and really want student feedback and student engagement. And your ideal engagement would be if there's any way possible that you could see, assuming that we bring three candidates to campus, that you could see all three and then compare and contrast for us. But even if you could only go to one of those interviews, that would be fantastic too. So upcoming and current.
I'd like to say that November the 5th has went off without a hitch. And on that light note, all you.
Do we have any further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none, this means adjournment.
Can I be nice, please?